Wingers, welcome into Winging It, presented by Wingman of the Year. Now let's get ready to wing it.
Welcome into Wing It, presented by Wingman of the Year. We are joined by Kristen today, host of the Cat Ladies podcast. Kristen, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
I'm doing great. How are you, Max?
I'm present. I'm here. Yo, first day of February. Got Groundhog Day coming here, so let's get it.
Yeah, so we're
Groundhog
recording.
Day, I forgot.
Of course.
Wait, when is that?
That's so exciting.
When's Groundhog's Day?
Tomorrow, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the 2nd of every February?
Yeah, February 2nd, bro. Yeah. You know me, I'm Rain Man with these facts.
Had no idea. I should probably know that as an American. But I don't
know.
It's a useless holiday. He always sees his shadow.
Yeah, I mean, it would be good to know the stats. I don't know them off the top of my head, but yeah, he has a pretty high batting average.
Yeah, we should have those handy next time.
Yeah.
So, Kristen, we're doing the Cupid's Challenge, where we are trying to set somebody up on a date with you. We got a couple of applicants and whatnot, but we just wanted to have you come on here. This episode's coming out tomorrow, so we're recording the day before, so we're going to get this out fast. Tell us, we're getting the last of the applications in. Thursday morning's the cutoff. Tell the people that might have applied or are thinking about applying, what do you look for in a man? Let's just get right down to it. What do you like in a man?
Okay, so I've been thinking a lot about this since we talked about this last week.
Okay.
And originally, I, like, was about to make a list. It was about to be a whole thing.
No.
And I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep it really simple. Because when my brother met his wife, I knew that it was his wife right away. And I knew by one thing. And it was, I've never seen two people laugh harder together in my entire life. So, with that being said, I just want to, like, if you can't make me laugh, it's, like, it's done. So, I want someone that's going to make me laugh, and I will say that I don't think I've ever had a boyfriend that I just, like, laugh with all the time.
Okay, so you want a funny guy.
He doesn't even have to be a funny guy. Like, he just needs to be funny to me.
He just needs to be chill.
Which, probably, to the rest of the world, he won't be funny, because I have a very weird sense of humor, so...
Have you been told that, or is that, are you just...
I notice I don't laugh at the same things everybody else laughs at.
What, is there comedians that you prefer over others? That might help the gauge here.
Not really. Like, something that always comes to mind is, like, that episode in Parks and Rec where, that guy, like, falls down a hill into a ditch, and then, like, you see April Ludgate just standing there laughing. Like, that's me.
Okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think I said... What'd you say that was? Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I asked you before we put out the forms and whatnot. I'm like, what questions do you want me to ask these guys? And I was thinking a lot about it. Like, how much do we want to ask these guys right off the bat? And I decided to pull back and not put some of those questions that I asked you that you wanted on there. Because I'm like, people are lazy as is. It's hard to get people... to do things. I see that with doing social media. I can't even give away free money half the time. It's pretty fucking crazy. So I was like, let's not make it too tough on these guys, because I know guys are lazy. I'm a guy. They don't want to put a million things in, you know, and I'm sure girls are the same way. But I know guys. And we just kept it simple. Like, hey, where are you from? Like, are you in the 518? Are you willing to be on camera for this? Are you willing to be tagged on social media? Why do you want to go out and date with Kristen? And Max, what else did I put on there? It was real simple shit.
Like, what interests you about Kristen? I think that was the only other thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it up real quick.
Sometimes you have to have those, like, long questions, I feel. But I think with this, sometimes you kind of, like, at least for me anyway, you sort of, like, that caution throw out the window, because it's almost the experience of what's happening, right? It's, like, kind of a social media thing. You're kind of picking. There are probably people that, like, maybe you, if you're on a Tinder profile or something, you wouldn't even be, like, recognized. You'd just be, like, left. But not, like, anything rude, just more of, like, maybe, like, this opens up a different avenue, right? Like, sometimes a guy on a screen might not be as interesting as somebody at the grocery store because there's that depth, you know? There could be the way he's ordering shit at the deli counter, you know? There can be some variety. I think that's what's interesting about this, at least for me.
No, I totally agree. I've kind of, like, backed away from the dating apps in the past couple months, and it's been pretty awesome, so...
That's cool.
That's all I'll say on that.
I'm still trying to log in. Max, can you pull up the account so we can see some of the responses? Because I want to share some of those.
But while you're let me try on my computer here. So
I got the questions here. I just got a blank form.
So you want me to read some of the responses?
Stuff we asked them was date of birth, like your Instagram handles and shit. Are you local? We asked them to add some photos, and that was actually probably the funniest part for me. Because I was like, obviously I thought some people were going to do this, but it's just funny guys submitting their pictures to other guys.
Am I going to get to see all of these?
I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, none of them are embarrassing. It's just funny from our end of it. Like, oh, I wonder what photos these motherfuckers picked.
Yeah, but they have to expect that I'm going to see them if I'm the one picking the person at the end, no?
This is true.
I don't know. That's what we're figuring out here. This is Winging It Podcast. We wing it, and I knew we needed to have some... actually, credit to Max's wife. This was his idea for the content. We needed some Valentine's Day content. This is Wingman of the Year. So, Kristen, you're the perfect prospect for this dating stuff, because you... Tell us a little about your podcast. Like, you sometimes go on dates, and you tell us.
I feel like the podcast has turned more into, like, an Instagram story phenomenon lately. Where I just kind of, I really need to move to TikTok more, but I digress. I just like always take people along with me on my dates. So like I'll post stories beforehand and then during, I'll like run to the bathroom and take a quick video and like tell everybody how it's going. And, people really like it. They think it's funny. And I kind of like doing it because it makes me less nervous about going on the date, if that makes sense. I'm like, you know what? I know I'm going to have a good time regardless because I'm just going to like chat with my friends while I'm on this date.
And most of these guys don't know about the podcast, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's probably for the best because for those of you that don't know, Kristen actually had a date come onto her podcast and that was the last date. So if you're listening to this, don't go on Kristen's podcast.
Well, in my defense, he was an idiot, so that's not my problem. He dug himself
into a hole. Yeah, he lied a little bit, and you caught him. You caught him. I felt bad for that guy. What was it, like your third episode or some shit that you ever did?
No, it was further in than that. I had like first branched off and like started doing my own thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It was, go back and listen to it. It's literally like, podcaster for second dates, I think is the title. And she tears this guy a new one. You know, like when you watch a really good movie, like a really funny movie, and you feel awkward for the people in the movie? That's how I felt listening to the podcast, and that's how you know it's good. So go check out her podcast, Cat Ladies Podcast.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Hunt.
Yeah, it's, I hate it. I'm like, I always tell myself in the middle of the movie, I'm like, you got nothing to be nervous about, or like, you don't need to be scared. It's okay. Like, I find myself tensing up. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, it's crazy. I'm watching Succession right now, and I swear half the show is like that. Oh, that awkward cringe.
I love that show. I just started watching it. I'm still in the first season, but I love it.
Okay, yes. You'll see a lot more of that, back and forth as like the awkward train wreck. You're like, one eye open. It's great. I love it.
Okay, good.
Yes. So did we want to crush some of the responses, like, anonymous, so Kristen kind of knows what's cooking back behind the scenes?
Yeah, let me just say that Kristen's podcast, how she said it's kind of, like, changed over time, and it's like an Instagram story-based one. A lot of the ideas that we've had from this actually did come from Kristen's podcast as well. That's why we thought she'd be the perfect person, because... We were like, oh, let's do a halftime interview with like them. Like, go with them on a date.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of it does come from you, Kristen. So you're the perfect guinea pig, I guess, for this whole thing. So we don't have all of this figured out, like I said. That's why we got you on here. We're going to figure it out. But yes, Max, let's crush some of those responses. Keep them anonymous for now.
Oh, I'm excited.
Of course. So, best point of contact, we have three of the four so far. We got more coming along the way. We've gotten some verbal commits. But what we have so far is a 75% Instagram preferred for contact over phone number. Interesting. Do we want to do date of birth? I'll just do the years. We have a range. It's quite the range from 84 to 98 for the ranges there for the date of birth.
98?
Yep.
What's wrong with that?
Jeez, am I going to be this guy's mother?
Fresh meat. I love it.
Some guys are into that, Kristen. That's hot in the streets right now. Cougar okay. Town.
Everyone is willing to be on camera. That's great. We love to see it.
They would not be accepted if they didn't say yes to that. Yep.
I will skip locations because that might tip the hand a little bit for Kristen. We don't want to do that. Okay, ideal first date. We have for one person, Mexican, movies, bowling, but the emoji, rollerblading, sporting event. That's the first one. The second one knows some adjectives. I like this. Cooking a luxurious dinner and host a movie TV show. Maybe Parks and Rec. I don't know. But the dinner is luxurious.
Maybe you want to watch The Bachelor with Kristen and cook her dinner.
If I know anything from my, little bit of knowing Kristen, definitely have some Tito's, definitely have some prosciutto, and don't fucking bring pickles, okay? You're good. That's all you're good there.
Easy.
Yeah, that's some Rain Man shit.
That's so spot on.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, just another day at the office. Okay. Let's see. Next here. A good dinner spot that isn't just wide open and crazy, where you can enjoy good food, but more importantly, enjoy the company and get to know each other without a ton of distractions.
That's nice.
Yep, one more. A walk and or post-dinner drink is a great way to wrap it up, unless by the time the check comes and one is running for the door. Ha ha. That was that paragraph. And then
I
this
love that.
Captain Safe here. Dinner and movie of her choice on that answer. Okay. All right, hobbies. First response, anything outdoors, games, singing. And then we got a bunch of emojis. We have soccer ball, basketball, football, softball, but I'm wondering if that's baseball, a pool ball, hockey, golf, a square, so I'm assuming it's an emoji that hasn't been released yet, and a ice skate. So
did they just put every emoji?
I don't see bocce ball, so that's missing. But
Okay.
Love bocce. They're really missing that one. That would have been my number one for me. So
greatest
don't matter.
Yeah, bocce ball is greatest yard game ever. I have to admit.
I agree.
Listening to music, cooking, drawing, working out, gaming, watching basketball, and reading. Okay. Third one, activities with the dogs, boating, golfing, enjoying time with friends, giving back to the community.
Boating? Okay. Wow. Like he has a boat?
Possibly. I'll only do one little hand tip. If it's in the order of like how I'm reading it from the previous question, the very long person of the response had the boating. So I'll tip you that one little hand here.
Okay.
And then the last one is sports, podcasting, watching shows/movies, music, and traveling. So we have another podcast.
Podcasting?
Yeah, somebody came in on podcasting. And it's definitely not me or Hunter. Oh. So no one from Wody. So
I did do one to see if the forum worked. And I just put in a bunch of fucking random things.
But that's not yours, because I know which one's yours.
Like Harry Potter and shit.
Okay, why do you want to go on a date with Kristen? Okay, I believe in love at first sight. Smart, well-spoken, desirable, and funny. All right, second one. Kristen is visually gorgeous, and she looks like an interesting young woman to get to know. Third one, intrigued about the curling. Exclamation mark. One. Not three, not extra, just one.
That's all.
She's a beautiful woman, and knowing she shares some of the same passions as me, I've been single for a good amount of time, and it seems like her videos always talking about spending time with the wrong guys. Even if it doesn't go further, I think everyone deserves a special night dedicated to them. That is...
She's gonna cry. That's
so nice! That is a nice one. I like that.
Wow.
That was a really good one. And then, the best part of all, do you follow Wingman of the Year on social media? All of them said yes, so that's cheers.
Yeah, I know one of them's lying. I checked that motherfucker. People don't think I checked this shit.
I mean, we'll drill down later, but look at that. There's some. I haven't like read any of these yet, so that was cool. There's some depth up in these streets. Look at that. That's great.
Yeah, I think that last one came in today, so that was that was good.
Yeah,
so
I'm curious. What are your thoughts?
I'm like overwhelmed. I don't know. I feel like I'm like on The Bachelorette or some shit.
I know. I wish we had a bigger following so we could get like hundreds of applicants. I wish we could do that for you.
That would like really overwhelm me though, so this is probably better.
This is probably safe.
Like, I like attention, but not that much.
Okay.
I respect that.
Okay. So, what of those traits stood out? Any of the guys' hobbies? All of them seemed like sports guys. I know you're a big Bills fan, so that'll...
Bills fan. I'm a big Blackhawks fan.
Bocce ball fan.
Love bocce ball. My family and I have a bocce ball tournament every year.
That's amazing.
You like curling?
Yeah. You know, ideally, I would love a curling partner since, like, all the people in our league are coupled up. That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, fuck you, Kristen.
Sorry. Right, I had another person last week after you left ask me if we were married or in a relationship.
Oh, did you really? Did you stay and get a drink?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I never have cash on me, so I'm like, fuck.
I do now that I'm working at a restaurant. I got all the bills. All right,
you got the drinks then.
Helps. How do you feel about dogs? Fun. That kind of came, that popped off the screen for me. I was a little different from the rest of them. How do you feel about
dogs? Yeah, I love dogs.
Love dogs. That's great.
As long as they don't shed too much.
Yeah.
What about little dogs?
Yeah, I don't care about little dogs. That's fine.
We like big dogs or little dogs?
Basically, Hunter's trying to find a way to shit on me because I have a Yorkie poo mix and he just like does not like any dogs under 20 pounds. That's, like,
well, little dogs shit everywhere. And like shitting in the house from
I will agree to that. In the wintertime, it's a rough life. But I mean, the one upside is that it's about the size of like a little Tootsie Roll, so it's not like a human shit. I mean, that's the only thing that
Shit, man. You've been brainwashed by that little dog. Moving on, Kristen, you like big dogs, right?
I like all, you know, all shapes and sizes.
All dogs matter.
Okay, well, this is a good transition to my next question. Kristen, you like all shapes and sizes of dogs. How do you like your men? Do you like them fit? You like a dad bod? Talk to me.
Love a good dad bod.
Like, what's a dad bod, though?
Like, I don't like those meatheads that go to the gym and their muscles are, like, so big that they're walking around, like, whatever.
Okay, because I remember... It was probably like a year or two ago. There was like a headline, like New York Times or something, that they were saying Zac Efron had a dad bod. He does not have a dad.
No, he does not. That's not a dad
bod. But they were saying that. That is not the standard.
No. Like, I don't get... He doesn't need to have like a six pack. Like, if he's got like a little bit of a belly, that's okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Shout out to the dad bods. Let's go.
You got a height limit?
I would like him to be taller than me, but I'm not like a, you need to be 6 feet tall or I won't date you kind of girl, so.
You're not. Okay, okay, so what can... Been.
Like, I'm 5'3", why do I need a guy that's like 6'10"?
Okay, that's true. I got a good spin zone here before we go down these guys here. Why should guys want to go on a date with you from your perspective?
Because I'm fucking awesome, Hunter.
Okay, well, come on. I know this. Tell the listeners why.
I don't know. I think I'm just, like, fun, and I have my shit together. I've got a good job, and I'm close to my family. I want to be a mom. I want to be a wife, and I'm nice most of the time.
They call you sassy. I've heard people call you sassy.
I can be sassy, yes, but...
Isn't that your nickname?
That's your nickname for me.
I thought Ben told me that was your nickname.
Some people do call me that, but...
Okay.
I do feel like I definitely have this, like, hard, sassy exterior, but in my relationships, I definitely have, like, a more kind, nurturing side that just doesn't really come out with a lot of people, so...
I think guys like that. Okay. I think really they want to have like a sense of like humility. know what I mean? They want to get sort of made fun of and poked around. There's that thin line between, like, you know, like you said, sassy and then, like, you know, off the rails, like, serial killer shit. So, yeah, I think sassy's fun.
Yeah, like, I'll make fun of you, and then 10 seconds later, I'll be like, you're the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Like, let's go take your clothes off.
Yeah. Wow.
It's like, it's all about balance, you know?
Exactly.
I hope the guys are listening. I bet they love that. That's amazing, Kristen. That's how you talk yourself up right there. You bring the guy down, and you bring him right the back fuck up.
Balance.
You know, my perspective, too, is I think your tolerance or your appreciation for sports is actually probably a big, that's probably a big W for some guys, you know what I mean? Because sometimes there's, like, relationships I've had in the past where, like, they don't want to even have the time of day to, like, give a shit about anything that you're doing, let alone you are actually fans of teams, so that's something.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say I'm, like, a diehard fan. Like, I like to watch the Bills. Do I like to watch a lot of other football teams? Not really. I mean, I will. I really like watching basketball, though, and I don't even, like, have a team I follow, but I probably like watching basketball more than, like, any other sport.
Okay.
Know that. And guys listening, she has a Peloton too.
Yeah.
She's a Peloton girl. So that would be the perks of dating Kristen. You could borrow her Peloton.
Yes, you could.
Those aren't cheap. This is serious. That's a fucking perk, Kristen.
Are we saying a free gym membership?
Yeah, this episode is brought to you by Peloton.
Free Peloton membership. Free month.
Hashtag goals. Okay.
Yeah, do you got your membership URL that you can share to get, like, a free month, Kristen?
I don't know.
We'll try to get you a free month here. I'm trying to think. What else? So you talked yourself up, I think, quite a bit. Obviously, all these guys found you very attractive. I've had people tell me that haven't signed up. They've also told me that they find you attractive.
I'm not gonna lie, as soon as we like put this thing out and I share it to my story, I got like 10 DMs immediately.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so tell us about that. So they skipped the whole application process. What was up with that? They went right to the source.
I don't know.
They knew you were single and they're like, fuck, I might as well shoot my shot.
I know, let me see if I can find any of the DMs.
Expose them.
I mean, I'm not going to say who their names are.
Well, while we got a quick intermission here, go check out the Wingman of the Year store. Max just revamped the whole damn website. We got our first Wingman of the Year, Nelson, on there. He's in the Hall of Fame. We got some of the other nominations on there. We also just put hoodies up in there. Go buy a fucking shirt. Do something. Kristen, do you got the goods?
Yeah.
Or are you laughing at me?
I'm laughing at these DMs. One guy said, signing up, 100, and I said, cool, please do. And he said, I'm packing my shit. Couldn't imagine making you smile every day.
And that's funny to you? What a sweet guy. I think I know what one that is, though.
Another guy said, haha, you do your thing, girl. Oh, this was the best one. My ex DM'd me and replied to the story and told me he signed up.
Really?
I really hope he was kidding. We're going to have to talk about that afterwards.
Tell me after, and I'll, I don't know who he is, but yeah, tell me the name after, off air.
Another guy replied and said, wait, you hate pickles? Yeah, I do.
Was that on the graphic?
Yeah, I put that on there.
Max really likes that.
Another guy said, is this for real? How do I sign up? This sounds interesting.
That was probably the guy that said, I really like that she curls. Curls for the girls, a whole new meaning.
Someone said, do I really have to enter a raffle? Can't I just be charming and you agree?
Yeah, he's got to get to the finals, then the charming can pay off.
Oh, somebody said, not going to lie, the production value on this is impressive, so.
Wow.
Whoa, holy shit. Fucking clip that. Write the time stamp down on this. That's getting put out on social fucking media. Send him here. Does he want a fucking... I'll send him some condoms. Wingman of your condoms.
I love that. It's like, kind of like the person doesn't. Around here. Yeah, we don't get attention. Like, wow, someone noticed us. We'll give them everything. No, that's.
Oh, cool. Another guy said, "I love pickles," so that's going to be a problem.
Wait, why would that be a problem? More for fucking him.
Yeah, you can take all the pickles from her. It's brilliant.
Oh, Max, amateur hour over here.
Keep it going.
Okay, amateur hour.
Another guy said, I mean, how will the guys not line up?
You know what's funny? Somebody says that type of stuff, and then they probably didn't sign up yet.
Well, he has a girlfriend, so I would hope.
Oh! Look at me just trying to get people freaking exposed out here. My bad. Didn't mean to do that. That's
a guy with a girlfriend?
Positive encouragement. I like that.
Yeah, a guy with a girlfriend? I think he was just being, like, encouraging, you know.
Yeah, a guy with a girlfriend should not apply for this because it's going on social media. You're going to get caught, dude.
Caught in 4K.
Maybe he wants to get caught. Maybe that turns some guys on. I don't know. Yeah, that pickle guy, I don't think that's a problem, really. More for him. Pickles are fucking dope, though.
Yeah.
Another guy asked me if I shared the thing while I was on a date because I was actually on a date earlier that night, like, posting on my stories. So he was like, are you sharing this right now, like, while you're on a date with another guy?
Savage.
It's like, maybe, she's don't worry trying to find the one. Okay?
She's trying to find the one.
That's all I got.
Max, what do you think about them going right to the source on that one?
You know, like, they can, but they should kind of, like, have fun and, like, you know, if you're sharing to the story, it's kind of like, hey, just follow the link. Just do it. You know, it's kind of the season. Just give it a chance, you know? Why are you going to the source? Like, sure, I guess that's one way to do it, but I feel like it's kind of a cop-out.
Yeah, if you're not going to put effort into doing that application, why would you how can Kristen expect you to put effort into her? Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I mean? Of agree. It's like, that was like your way to slide into the DMs. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That was such an easy in.
Yeah, you're giving like literally the biggest fucking green light. Like, I'm looking for a date. But yeah, you're still trying to go that route.
Kristen, yeah. It is a lot, though, for guys. I was trying to put myself before I did this shit, if I would ever have the confidence prior to do something like that, because it's already nerve-wracking as a guy to go on a date with a girl, and I usually, in most circumstances, the guy has to impress the girl, right? And I mean, obviously the girl's got to, you know, show up, look pretty, all that, but the guy's really got to impress the girl, right? So there's already some pressure there. Now the added pressure of us interviewing them, putting them out on social media, because the reality is two people, we're going to do like three finalists, two people aren't going to get to go out on a date with you, and they're going to be kind of exposed. How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about that?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure for a guy.
I mean, if any of them are listening, I would tell them not to take it personally. Like, there can only be one.
There can only be one. There can only
be
one.
Doesn't mean they all sound like great guys.
They do, from the blind standpoint, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, do you think we're going about this contest the right way? Should we be doing three finalists and then, like, wingmanning for them? Because it's kind of the way we set it up, it's kind of like me and Max are trying to wingman for a guy, and we're trying to convince you to pick our guy.
I feel so like we should do, like, two finalists. Three, I think, is, like, a lot.
Okay.
Like, I think you guys should each pick one person who you think is, like, good.
Okay, and then...
Yeah.
Then one guy's getting his heart broken?
Yeah.
Do you have any single friends for that other guy?
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a couple.
Because that was my problem. I wanted to, like, I wish we had that kind of following to do this. Where I could be like, all right, tag all the single girls. Let's hook these guys up that didn't get picked. Because that was always, like, in the back of my head.
We will. We're going to manifest that.
I will say I'm very much the type of person, like, even recently, I, like, went out on a couple dates with a guy, and I just, like, wasn't really feeling it. And I told him that, but I was like, listen, I think you're a great guy, and, like, if I meet a girl or if I know a girl that I think you would be a good match with, I will 100% hook you guys up. Like, I have no problem doing that.
Is that a Call Her Daddy sweatshirt?
Sure is.
Wow. What does it say? The answer is and always will be block him.
Is that foreshadowing?
Fuck you. Girls are tough, man. Wow, so you're daddy gang.
Mm-hmm. You think guys are something crazy? Gang? I was out this weekend. Ran into that guy that I told you about that I was kind of seeing him and... Well, I went out with his best friend and then I went out with him later on without, like, realizing they were best friends. Anyway, yeah, saw him out this weekend after things ended pretty terribly. And, yeah, that was interesting.
You should wear that hoodie to curling tonight.
No.
Do it. Why not?
But then after I saw this guy out, he literally texted me.
She's got a one-track mind. She wants to tell this story.
Because it's good.
Well, my plan was I wanted to take like an Instagram story with you to show people that I was with you. And that I was like, you know, the wingman was with the girl that's getting set up here. And I think that hoodie is good optics. You don't think so? What, are you worried about the old people at the curling club judging you?
No. This just, right, like, usually they don't like you to wear, like, fuzzy stuff on the ice, because it... You know what I mean?
Don't you always wear a hoodie?
No. I wear, like, an Under Armour type material, like, dry fit.
Oh, jeez, I wear a hoodie every night. All right, I'll stop.
The dry
fit. Anyway, so after I saw this guy, he texts me and he goes... Red flag central, okay? If I've ever heard a text that is a red flag, this is it. Ditch your man, and I will give you a fun time in Albany. But tomorrow, we don't speak of it.
Whoa.
Ooh. Assertive.
Do you want to hear what I said?
Oh, yeah.
LOL, no.
Did he say anything back?
What?
Did he say anything back?
Yeah, he was like, you're lame, okay.
What did you say again the first time? Or what did he say?
Ditch your man, and I will give you a fun time in Albany, but tomorrow we don't speak of it.
That guy's got some balls on him, huh? Wow. That didn't get you going at all?
Even, like, when we were at the bar, too, he, like, asked me to do a shot with him, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
I thought girls like assholes.
Not this girl.
not a little bit?
I'm like, I'm over that stage in my life. I'm almost 30, Hunter.
It's a stage?
Maybe. I don't know. I really don't know.
Nice guy, gang. Let's roll.
Well, it sounds like we got some nice guys that applied to go out with you, so we will... be picking some finalists here. We'll figure out the final game plan and get that rolled out. But, yeah. Max, you got anything else on this contest?
No, I'm just excited to see what happens. This gives me more insight. So when we do have our finalists, that I'm going to pitch the right person for Kristen. So I'm ready for that.
I'm excited.
You're excited? Oh, I guess last thing before we wrap up. You told me your availability, and we got to get the other guy on the same page, whoever wins. A lot of things coming up. I know you got a busy schedule. Super Bowl Sunday's coming up. We got to get it done before Valentine's Day, because I'd ideally like to drop it on Valentine's Day. It makes sense. It's Cupid's challenge, for Christ's sake. So we got to coordinate all that. Where should we do the date?
Are we
just dinner, Kristen?
I'm, like, always for, like, just, like, cocktails, dinner.
You guys want to go to Dave and Buster's?
Hey, I'm not against it. I'm not going to lie.
How about we let the wingers choose the date. We'll get some locations, and then we'll have the wingers vote.
Okay.
We'll just do a regular dinner, maybe like a Dave and Buster's, and then maybe
something like casual, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to make you go skydiving.
I don't like very fancy first dates. Like, I'm very much a, like, let's go grab a cocktail. Let's go play pool. Let's, like, something just, like, really fun, easy.
Espresso martinis?
Hell yeah.
Why are girls so into those lately?
Oh, they're so good.
So, Han, I have the idea. I think we do kind of like a chef's choice. We would narrow it down to, let's say, like, a poll, like, I'm thinking, like, Instagram, like, 4. And then let the wingers decide. I think it'd be kind of like a good half and half. So we can steer the ship the right way. But then, yeah, if they want to go crazy on the 4 we choose, then, you know, go right ahead.
Okay. So we'll let the wingers get involved, because that's, I always want the wingers to be involved in anything we do, obviously, because they're our followers. So I want them to have some say, because I was like, do we let them pick who goes out on a date with Kristen? I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. I want her to pick who she wants to go on a fucking date with. Is how are we being wingmen if we're not actually trying to pick someone that she'd like? So, I don't fucking know.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it'll be good. We'll narrow it down here. There's one day left if you're listening to this now. Submit it if you know anyone that's fucking single. And then, ladies, if you know, if you're single or if you know another single girl, we got some people that aren't getting dates here. It's cuffing season. It's fucking cold outside.
It's freezing.
It's freezing. Get somebody to cuddle up.
Snow's a coming. Snow's a coming.
It is.
Yeah, so single people, we're the wingman of the year. The wingman of the year. Let's do this. Let's hook Kristen up. Let's hook some other people up. I want some wingman fucking stories. I'm going for wingman of the year 2022, personally. I don't know if we can nominate ourselves, but we'll figure it out. Any final thoughts before we go?
May the odds be ever in your favor, boys.
Oh, Hunger Games reference. All right.
Let's do it.
I like that. That'd be a really good first date, going into the Hunger Games. You know how it's like a guy and a girl usually? Yeah, that'd be really good.
But when they kill themselves off...
You can do that to the girl next year.
Oh, next year is the Hunger Games. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hunger Games would be fucking awesome if it was real. I'm getting sidetracked. This is why the podcast is called Winging It. Let's wrap this thing up.
Are we going to talk after this?
Yeah, we can talk after this. And then I got to deal with you for another 2.5 hours tonight.
Lucky
you. All right, wingers. Until next time.
Peace.
Bye.